Audiomo 2015, and I'm going to be broadcasting for the next 30 days about health and fitness, specifically the health and fitness of a 47-year-old man. I'm going to take you on a journey as I try and lose some inches around my waist over the next 30 days. And I'm going to try and do it by swimming and running. I'm also going to try and do it in podcasts that are shorter than 5 minutes, because I know you've got way more to listen to than just me warbling on about my weight and what we as middle-aged people can do to get fitter in life. So today I'm going to talk about two things: why I want to get fitter and where I am. Why do I want to get fitter? Well, I am entering into the second half of my life. In fact, I'm probably well into the second half of my life. And I want to make sure that however many years I've got left, be it 20, 25, 35, who knows, 40, that my body is in as good a shape as possible, because it's the body, the physical fitness that feeds my brain, that allows my brain to be creative and allows me to do things. And if my body's not in good shape, then I'm just not going to be able to do the things that I want to do. The quality of my life will be affected quite adversely if I don't look after my health. And believe you me, over the last couple of years, I have neglected my health badly, worse than neglected. I have abused my health in favor of setting up a business, and that has come back to bite me quite badly. So now I'm going to start looking after my health. 2015 is the year where I get my health back on track and I get fitter again. So that's my ambition, is to get fitter so that my years ahead, that I'm functioning as best as I possibly can, and that my health is as good as it can possibly be, so that I can be as creative as I can possibly be. Where am I at the moment? Well, there's a hashtag going around at the moment, dadbod. I'm very much on that end of the male physique scale. What is a dadbod? Well, it's the flappier, more wobbly end of the scale. It's the more rotund end of the male spectrum. That's definitely where I live. I have a 40-inch waist at the moment, and I would dearly like that to come down to, say, 36 inches. Not going to achieve that in the next 30 days unless I go for something like liposuction, or I start lobbing chunks of my body off around my tummy. So that's not going to happen. But I'd like to see how far I can get in the next 30 days anyway. And long term, yes, my goal is to maybe get down to a 36-inch waist. I'd also like to lose some weight, but weight is a little bit tricky. Not that it's impossible to lose weight, of course it isn't, but I'm 86 kilograms at the moment, which I think is, what, 13 and a half stone in old money, 14 stone? Somebody will know. But weight is a very, very bad measure of how you're doing in terms of your fitness and your physique even, simply because as you lose fat and you build up muscle, well, you're not going to shift very much weight, simply because I think I'm correct in saying that muscle is heavier than fat. So you're replacing one with the other. And I don't actually want to be skinny. I want to be more athletic. So maybe weight is not the best measure for me. Things like how far I can run and how fast I can run and how far I can swim and how fast I can swim, maybe those are better measures in terms of my overall fitness. So where am I at the moment? Well, ideally, I'd be saying to you, I can't swim. I've never been in a swimming pool and I've never put on a pair of running shoes. I can't say that. I've been working hard since the beginning of the year to get my fitness levels up in terms of swimming and in terms of running. So at the moment, I'm at a point where I can swim, breast crawl, or freestyle, I think is another way of calling the stroke. I can swim 50 lengths of a 25-meter pool, which is not bad. I'd love to get up to 100. Problem there is time. It takes me quite a long time to swim 50 lengths. It takes me about 30 to 35 minutes. And although I have a measure of control over how I arrange my day, finding the time to do 100 lengths is going to be tricky. We'll see how it goes. Maybe over the summer holidays, when I don't have the school run to worry about, maybe in the mornings I can add on a little bit of that time to the swimming. Running wise, yes, I can't say I've never pulled on running shoes, because when I was in my early 30s, I was very fit, but I haven't actually run for the last 7 or 8 years properly. So I've been running since the turn of the year, and I'm up to a level now that's okay, but I need to kick on badly. I today ran 7.07 kilometers. Now, for a lot of you listening, you'll be going, well, if you can run 7.07 kilometers, you're fit enough. But I ran it quite slowly, and I'd like to run longer. I'd like to get up to 10k by the end of the month, and I'd like to run that 10k in under an hour. So to give you an idea of how well or badly, depending on your point of view, I did today, I ran 7.07 kilometers in 51.27 minutes at a pace of 7 minutes and 17 seconds per kilometer. So if I want to be able to run 10 kilometers in under an hour, I'm going to have to start running substantially faster. Whether I'll achieve that by the end of the month, I don't know. Let's see what happens. Other things I'm going to be talking about, because I'm just not going to just bore you every day with this is how far I ran and this is how far I swam and this is how quick I did it. I'm going to be looking at some really interesting people who I find very inspiring, and I'm going to be looking at things that I can do diet-wise, and I'm going to be looking at remedies for some of the ailments I already have, because I can't tell you, I'm sore after that run. So I'm going to be looking at things that we can do as middle-aged people to help our bodies recover when we've been exercising. That's all I'm going to say on the topic today. Join me again tomorrow.